T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We have a very special guest right now in the Kia studios. Eddie Gonzalez, BB&T Tournament Director and Chief Development Officer. Eddie, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on today.
Welcome to the Midday Show with Rick and John. So I'm looking at the ATP rankings here, Federer, Nadal, Cilic, and how many of these top guys are going to be at the BB&T this summer?
Well, I just got back last night from Indian Wells, where Del Potro beat Federer 7-6 in the third in the finals there. Great match. But a lot of people don't know, in the doubles final, Jack Sock and John Isner beat the Bryan brothers. Mm-hmm. We're going to have all four of those guys here at our tournament. And Indian Wells is often referred to as the fifth major. Players love it because the money out there and what they're taking care of with the meals and the hotels in Palm Springs. So Jack Sock is 8 in the world. He's the highest-ranked American. He'll be here. The Bryan brothers, who are arguably the greatest doubles team of all time, they'll be here with us. And, of course, in Atlanta with Alton, USTA, there's just so many people that play doubles. Mm-hmm. And then our defending champ, John Isner, who has won our tournament 4 out of 5 years, played at Georgia. He's been the highest-ranked American for a number of years, but there's a lot of young Americans nipping at his toes now. So very excited about our field. But I'll also add, we've always wanted to be that mini U.S. Open. And mm-hmm. I tell people, even if you're not a tennis fan, go to the U.S. Open because it's night matches, New York City, people watching, restaurant shops. And we feel like we're a mini U.S. Open. Atlantic Station, skyline views, hotel, restaurants. But last year we added women. We did a women's exhibition on Sunday night with Venus Williams. Jeannie Bouchard was featured in the SI swimsuit issue, so very easy on the eyes.
Yes.
And so this year we're doing a women's exhibition again, and it's the finals of the U.S. Open rematch. So Sloane Stephens, who's actually nice. Was in the SI swimsuit issue last month, playing her good friend Madison Keys. So really excited with the men's field, really excited with the addition of the women, and then I'll talk about in a minute some of the off-court tennis stuff, too.
So. Well, one of the important dates and why you're in studio today, tickets go on sale tomorrow. The tournament is actually July 21st through the 29th. What do you get talking about off the court, not just the tennis action, when you come down and go to the BB&T Open?
Well, we strategically go on sale now because of really the weather. It's starting to turn, and the spring Alta season has started here locally, and we've actually sold out several sessions the last few years, so we want to give your listeners and the tennis fans and the casual fans an opportunity to know that, hey, tomorrow, if you want to come, please do so. But Atlantic Station has been a great venue for us because the players stay right there at the 12. We got 7,000 covered parking spaces in July, and mm-hmm. so it's,
which is important.
You're not going to stick to the car when you come out. And we've actually added some night sessions this year, so, and we've added some shade, added some air conditioning, but some of the off-court stuff, the Bryan brothers, who I mentioned, they're in a band. They love music. That's kind of their passion and hobby.
What kind of band?
So they play covers. They're kind of 80s, 90s cover, and we started that last year or in between matches. They broke for about a 30-minute set. We're going to do that again on Wednesday night. On Tuesday night is our college night, and you know, last year a player from Georgia Tech had the opportunity to play. This year it'll be a player from University of Georgia, and here we are in March Madness. Georgia or Georgia Tech's basketball team could never play for real against the Hawks or the Warriors or the Cavs, but at our tournament, a student-athlete gets to play for real at night as our feature match. And so last year the kid from Georgia Tech, Eubanks, won 2 matches. Mm. He decided to turn pro, and so he's elevated that.
How's he doing?
He's ranked just outside the top 200 at the moment, but if he's a stock, I'm betting on him.
Really? Okay.
So I think he's got a lot of upside, but that's really any sport really has such an emphasis on our youth. Again, whether it's watching the Braves or the Falcons or the Hawks, and we really take pride in our youth being able to come out and dream to play high school tennis, college tennis, or maybe one day in our BB&T Atlanta Open. And part of our campaign there is for our first weekend. It's kids' weekend. Kids get to come for free.
Mm.
So you just
now
show
is there an
up
age
with,
limit on that?
So we limit it to 17.
Oh wow!
And so
okay.
You know anybody that's under 18, we just the only thing we ask is that you have a paid adult with you for mm-hmm. supervision.
Right.
And so, but with that, come for free. Get to see some of these guys who are playing on Saturday and Sunday who are ranked high enough to get in the tournament. So there's a two-day qualifier for four spots to get in. But tell you, these guys are a heartbeat away. And your listeners who are tennis players, they get it. They've been there, and we welcome them back. But your listeners who have never been to see pro tennis, I can't welcome you enough and encourage you enough to come because our worst seat is 12 rows from the court. So it's like being in a courtside box at any other major sporting event. Tickets are $29. Mm. And when you see a guy hitting 140-mile-an-hour serve or having to then return 140-mile-an-hour serve and to cover the court, and it's an intimate setting. One other thing I'll mention is that we take great pride in – giving back to the community. Our primary charity this year is the Giving Kitchen.
Okay.
And those in the foodie community know the Giving Kitchen. It provides services to those in the restaurant industry. Oftentimes they don't have insurance. And but what our partnership there is creating more awareness. We're raising money. And in turn, they're bringing some of Atlanta's top restaurants and chefs to be a part of our event. And so don't have to be a tennis fan. We say it's a party and a tennis match breaks out. And so we encourage your listeners, give it a shot if you've never been, because I'd love to hear what you have to say after you come.
Eddie, it's great to have you in here. Eddie Gonzalez, BB&T Tournament Director and Chief Development Officer. And again, tickets go on sale tomorrow. The tournament will be late July here at Atlantic Station, right here in Midtown. I'm just curious, in terms of the BB&T and where it stacks up. You mentioned Indian Hills.
Indian Wells.
Yep. Indian Wells, pardon me. And you've got the four majors. Where does the BB&T stack up with the other tournaments outside of the majors?
So I'll put it in perspective. You know, I had dreams of being a pro tennis player when I was coming out of college and mm-hmm. went to NC State, which is always fun to talk NC State, March Madness time frame, and Jimmy V and all that good stuff. But there were over 30 pro tournaments in the United States for me to chase my dream. Mm-hmm. Today, there's 10. So the United States has lost two-thirds of the pro tournaments, and the reason being is since that time, globally, tennis has exploded. When I was playing, you would never thought the number one player in the world would be from Switzerland. You would have laughed at that. Now they have two in the top 10. Mm-hmm. There was never an Asian swing. So now after the U.S. Open in the fall, it's Japan and China. And so that's hurt American tennis because I think there's less opportunities. But to answer your question, being one of only 10 men's tournaments left in the United States makes us very unique, unlike 30, 31, 32 MLB or NFL, NBA franchises. Secondly, our tournament is part of that summer U.S. Open series. Mm-hmm. Last major of the year is the U.S. Open and Labor Day weekend. So we're really the first tournament back after Wimbledon. So we kick off that summer hard court series that ends in New York. So I think those two things make us very unique, very special. And we've gotten bigger and better every year. And so I'm really excited you guys let me come in and share the news on everything.
Eddie, I say this with all due respect. Me and my wife are going to be selling our house pretty soon. I want you selling my house. You are one of the best salesmen I've ever heard. I mean, the detail, the comprehension, the excitement about your product, for real, man. I'm glad that we got a chance to talk about the BB&T tournament. We want everybody to go buy tickets.
Well, I want you guys to come out. So make sure you're there, and then you can share the great experience you have with your listeners. And thanks again for having me.
I would say we do our show there, but I know they want silence when they get ready to serve and stuff. Rick and I would just be heckling people. You can't hit that serve.
I love it. Let's see if we can make that happen.
I don't think the players would. We'd love to do a show out there. That would be a lot of fun. So
let's try to make that happen.
Okay.
Eddie,
cool.
Thanks so much.
Again, thanks, guys.
Tickets on sale tomorrow. Tournament is in July, but make sure you check out it's bbtatlantaopen.com is the website.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.